I was intrigued by pets from an early age because I have kept animals ever since I was very young. It always seemed to me there are a lot of things we don't understand about the animals that we know best. And I got interested in so many things that pets do that just seem mysterious. I started collecting people's stories and built up a kind of natural history of what people had experienced with their pets. And there are many, many examples of telepathy involving dogs and cats, and also horses and parrots and other animals. So first of all, I found out what sort of things people had experienced, and then I did surveys to find out how common they were, and then I did experiments to see if these things really happen. One of the things that many people find, for example, is with cats, that the cat seems to know when they're planning to go to the vet. A lot of cats just disappear. Yeah. And I heard so many of these stories, and you know, then I asked more about it, and they said, well, it's not just the cat seeing the carrying basket, it's not just the cat hearing us talk about the vet, because by the time it's happened a few times, people try to avoid the cat seeing the basket or talking about the vet. Some people even tried making the appointments from work so the cat couldn't overhear the conversation and then swing by home to pick the cat up after work and still wasn't there.
Do you think sometimes, though, that they, because their hearing is so keen, that sometimes they hear the car coming into the driveway way before a human being would, and therefore they know that? Or are we talking about something even more telepathic than that?
Well, I think with cats and vets, I think this is a kind of telepathy. The case where the kind of thing I've tested most of all is dogs knowing when their owners are coming home. Cats and dogs both seem to be able to know, many of them, when their owners are coming home. That, I think, involves picking up their owner's intention to come home, sometimes 10 minutes, even half an hour in advance. In those cases, those are the easiest cases to test of apparent telepathy in animals, because the person is so far away, when it happens, they're many miles away. It can't be the animal reading body language or picking up smells or anything like that. We've found, hundreds of people have found that the dog knows when they're coming home. A lot of people have noticed that the dog will go and wait at a door or a window, or that a cat will, when a member of the household's on the way home.
That's true.
A lot of households, this is taken for granted. It's just part of normal life, and people just assume, oh, so-and-so's on the way home, the dog's gone to the door. More than 50 women have told me that they have partners who work irregular hours as taxi drivers or lawyers or whatever. And they always know when their man's on the way home because the dog goes to the door, so they know when to start cooking the meal so it's hot on the table when he arrives. So in those cases, at least, it's a useful ability. So what's going on here? If it's only a minute or two before, it could be the animal hearing the crunch of car wheels mm-hmm. on the gravel, or familiar car engine, or footsteps in the street, or whatever. But in many cases, it happens when they're much too far away for that to explain it. It also happens in households where people have non-routine lives. If it was always the same time, you could say, well, it's just a biological clock. They know it's a kind of routine thing. That's where the experiments come in, because this is something where I've done a great many experiments.
With the animals?
With the animals, yes. How we do the experiments is that we put a video camera in the person's home, pointing at the place where the dog waits. We've only done these with dogs so far, not with cats. Usually dogs wait at a particular place, a particular door or window. So we film that area continuously the whole time the person is out, and it's a time-coded videotape, so we can see exactly when the dog goes there to the nearest second. And this is an objective record. Or anyone can look at these videotapes, they'll see the same thing. And in fact, we have the videotapes scored blind by people who don't know the details of the experiment. So the we film the area, and then the person goes out at least 5 miles away. And then what we do in our tests is we have them come home at randomly chosen times. Mm-hmm. They don't know in advance when they're going to come home. And, of course, no one at home knows when they come.
Right.
And we page them on an electronic pager. So they get a message at a time they don't know in advance. It's picked at random. That's the signal to go home. And so there's no routine in these experiments. And then to rule out the possibility the dog could be reacting to familiar car sounds, we have people go home in taxis. And we use a different taxi every time.
So you try to break it up, just in case.
Yes, just in case. I mean, although it's not possible for a dog to hear a car engine from 5 miles away, the limit of their hearing is they can hear higher notes than we can, but they can't hear much further away than we can. And no human being can hear a particular car 5 miles away, irrespective of the wind direction. Nevertheless, skeptics like to say, well, it must be hearing. So you can deal with that argument at a single stroke by using taxis, so there's no familiar car or familiar car smell. And so we have people come home at random times in taxis from at least 5 miles away. And in those experiments, over and over again, the dog goes and starts waiting. When the person makes that decision to come home, it usually happens even before they get into the taxi. It's when they've made the decision or they've had the signal to come home. It's the intention the dog seems to be reacting to from many miles away. So we've done hundreds of these experiments with several dogs, and the results are overwhelmingly positive, completely conclusive, statistically hugely significant. This is all published in peer-reviewed journals, scientific papers. And, of course, skeptics have challenged this. One of Britain's leading skeptics criticized me in the media by saying that we hadn't done the randomization procedure properly, there must have been some familiar cars involved. Maybe the people were cheating by sending signals on cell phones that were on the vibrate mode, then causing people at home to activate high-pitched dog whistles that people couldn't hear. And so, I mean, they created all these scenarios of how it could be faulty. So I got tired of arguing about this, and I said to one of these skeptics, okay, well, go and do your own experiments. And I arranged for him to be able to work with the dog that I'd been working mm-hmm. with at that time. I lent him my video camera. They went along and did the test. They used his car. His assistant accompanied the dog's owner, kept her under constant observation. He stayed with the dog, filmed it continuously. And exactly the same thing happened in my own experiments. In their experiments, they did three of them in the same conditions as mine, and the dog went to the window an average of 4% of the time when the person was away from home, and 78% of the time when she was actually on her way home at a randomly chosen time. And this was very significant statistically. So this has been replicated by skeptics who really didn't want it to work. I mean, they actually would have loved this experiment not to work, but it did anyway.